Please be seated. I welcome you to Wisdom Assembly. I welcome those who are joining us on the internet. Welcome to the month of March. This month, God will give you double for your trouble. God will bring double favor, double honor, double breakthrough. You will leap for joy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For a couple of weeks now, we've been talking about Genesis 26. And we're not living there yet. We're going somewhere with it. Our title is still, There is More Beyond Rehoboth. There is more beyond Rehoboth. Hallelujah. The Bible says concerning Isaac in Genesis 26, I read a few verses there. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched a tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. May God bless his word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Remember, Isaac was an immigrant. They quarreled with Isaac on a well that could have benefited the whole nation. It was a time of famine. It was a time when there was not enough. But God instructed one man that in spite of what is not enough, I'm going to give you more than enough. And I said to us last week, because God spoke to you, God spoke to me, doesn't mean that we should fold our hands. It means we should dig deep and walk. Praise the Lord. They sent Isaac away from their midst. They drove him. And he settled in this valley of Gerar. Amen. They did not think. I was thinking, why did they quarrel with him? Finding a well is a progressive thought. It's still ongoing. They quarreled with him possibly because they felt that you have no right to succeed in this land. You have no right to lay claim to anything in our land. You are a foreigner. You are an immigrant. Many immigrants have become, they are folded up because of fear. People tell them that this is not possible. That is not possible. I came to announce to somebody, with God all things are possible. I say with God all things are possible. I want to quickly, because of time, just mention a few immigrants whose name is synonymous with success, whose name is synonymous with the American history today. You may know them, you may not know them. Most people know Yahoo. Most people have Yahoo accounts. Yahoo was started by a man called Jerry Yang. Initially, he called it Jerry and David's Guide to the World Wide Web before it was renamed Yahoo. This boy was brought to America as a little boy from Taiwan. With no knowledge of English, he couldn't speak much English. From what I found out, he could only speak one word of English. I've been to China before. Many of them don't speak English. You go to a train station like I did and ask the question, excuse me, can I ask you, thank you? And then that's all they would say, thank you. No, I'm not saying thank you. Tell me the way. Praise the Lord. That was the way Jerry was. But he founded Yahoo. Yahoo is still existing today. Praise the Lord. You want to search the web, you will use Yahoo. You can use Yahoo. There's Yahoo News, Yahoo Finance, Yahoo everything. Started by one boy from Taiwan. What about Madeleine Albright? This little girl was born in the then Czechoslovakia. She struggled to fit in as an immigrant. Like our children sometimes will struggle to fit in. Like us, we struggle to fit in. Some people will quickly refuse you because you don't look like them. And because they refuse you, you too, you refuse yourself. Somebody say, God forbid. This woman went on to become one of the most powerful women as the Secretary of State for the United States government. Oh, most days I hear my daughter sing at home, God Bless America. She loves that song so much. She'll sing it. Who wrote God Bless America? A guy called Irving Berlin. He was a Russian immigrant. He fought in World War I for the United States of America. It was during the war that he wrote that song, God Bless America. You go to a ball game today, they will sing God Bless America. You go to the Super Bowl today, you will sing God Bless America. I'm prophesying to somebody here today, you are going to do something that is going to outlive you, that people are going to celebrate. Our children will do something that will outlive them. That this nation will celebrate and the world over will celebrate. If you believe it, say a good amen. Amen. If you are a good journalist or mostly a good journalist, every journalist is after a prize. It's called the Pulitzer Prize. Joseph Pulitzer, he was born in Hungary. He was the creator of modern American journalism. A former Hungarian, naturalized American. He was the one who donated the money that was used to found the Columbia School of Journalism. An immigrant. One of the highest prizes in journalism today, the Pulitzer, still bears his name since 1917. I say, your children and mine, they will leave their mark in the sand of this nation. Hallelujah. His parents that brought him, maybe they thought they didn't do anything, but they bore a boy who was going to change the face of journalism. Our children will change the solutions. They will bring solutions to the problems of this world. They will become the creators. They will be celebrated world over for many, many years to come as the Lord tarries in Jesus' name. So there are many more immigrants. And there's another one called Kala Folabila Wansin, who is standing before you today and preaching the gospel. And will not stop preaching the gospel. Encouraging people. And will not stop encouraging people. Many have been encouraged. They have gone to do higher things. I prophesy to somebody, because you are here today, your destiny is opening up and you are going up to do something great in Jesus' mighty name. People, they left legacies that the world is benefiting from today. They were immigrants. Don't relegate yourself. Don't relegate yourself. You don't need to conform to succeed. Did you hear me? You don't need to conform The Bible says, be not conformed. You don't need to conform. Praise the Lord. They drove, Isaac found a well running water. They drove him away. They drove him from his discovery. They drove him from his hard work. You work at your job. You found a solution in the office. And your manager took the glory. That glory is coming back to you. I said that glory is coming back to you in the name of Jesus. You know, it is better that people are mad at you because of your smarts. As an immigrant, I pray God that it will not be because you are contributing nothing. Somebody say, I'm a contributor, not a troublemaker. I'm a contributor, not a detractor. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, because some people are mad at you for making progress, for making strides, it doesn't mean you should stop. Isaac did not stop. They drove him. They took that well from him. That did not make him stop. He did not say, well, if I dug another, they will take it. No, he didn't stop. He went on. He kept on. I want to challenge you and encourage you today. No matter who is trying to stop you, don't stop. Keep moving. Keep doing. Keep digging. Hallelujah. Some people may be trying to kill your ideas. They want to destroy your mind. They are doing everything to drain you so that you abandon that future that God has for you. There's a future in you that will not let go. While you go to your this job that you are going to, but there's that future that will not let you go, that is still nagging on the inside of you. I want you to start paying attention to that future. Start paying attention to that nagging feeling. Even though you are at a job that is paying you, I want you to pay attention. Pay attention to that future. Don't let it go. When the enemy knows that they can't stop you, guess what they do? They will raise unnecessary battles. Unnecessary battles at work. So to distract you. Listen. This is what the word of the Lord says. I'm giving it to you as I receive it. In Psalm number 27. The Bible says, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to 6. I'm going to read a lot of scriptures today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, when they come against me to eat up my future, when they come against me to eat up my destinies, my enemies and my foes, they will stumble and they will fall. Though an army may encamp against me at work, even at home and in the family, even on the streets, my heart shall not fear. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the time of trouble, God is going to hide you in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide you. He shall hide me. He shall hide our children. He shall set us on high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted. I speak to somebody. And now your head shall be lifted in this month of March. And now your head shall be lifted. The heads of our children shall be lifted above our enemies, all around about us. Therefore, we'll offer sacrifices of joy. The hear ye somebody shout. Shout with joy to the Almighty God. Did I hear somebody shout a great hallelujah? Did I hear somebody say, I will sing? Yes, I will sing. I will sing praises to the Almighty God. Though you want to eat my flesh, though you want to destroy my destiny, in this I will rejoice, knowing that God will fight my battle, knowing that God will fight your fight. Somebody say, I know God will fight my fight. Hallelujah. Sometimes you ask yourself, why me? Why me? Your battles most times, it's an indication of where God is taking you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in you than the battles that are around you. Your God, my God, is greater than the arrays of every demonic arrows that are sent against your destiny. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command every evil arrow that has been shot against your life, against your family, against your destiny, against your finances. We command it to go back to the sender. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Listen to me. He's not just going back to the sender. He's going to be pursuing the sender until he catches up with the sender. And he will render them useless. He will render them null and void. If you believe me, shout a good amen. Amen. Listen again to what the word of the Lord says. Because God sent me to speak to somebody, to encourage somebody today. He says in Isaiah 54, verse 15 and 17. Verse 15 to 17, Isaiah 54. He says, indeed, they shall surely assemble. Another translation said they will gather. You may not be able to do anything about the gathering, but you don't need to worry about yourself about the gathering. But God says, but not because of me, but not by me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Am I talking to somebody? Whosoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Whosoever assembles against your family shall fall for your sake. Whosoever make pronouncement concerning you contrary to the will of God, contrary to the purpose of God, every evil injunction, every ordinance that has been written, that has been spoken against your life, against your destiny, I say they shall fall for your sake. They shall fall for your family's sake. In the name of Jesus, the Lord says, behold, behold, can you not see? I have created the blacksmith who blows the coal in the fire, who brings it, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. What's he going to destroy? He will destroy the destroyer. No weapon that is formed against you, wisdom assembly, no weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. It will not prosper in the morning. It will not prosper in the afternoon. It will not prosper in the evening. It will not prosper in the night. When you are sleeping, that weapon will not prosper. When you wake up, that weapon will not prosper. If you believe it, shout amen. The Lord says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I've come to announce to somebody that the grace and the anointing of the Almighty will make a difference in your life. That grace and anointing made a difference in the life of Isaac. That same anointing, that same grace will make a difference in your life, will make a difference in our homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. You that you are still stuck in yesterday, I call you out of yesterday. I bring you into today. I bring you on the path to your future. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are coming out of yesterday. I say you are coming out of yesterday. You are stepping into a new day. Somebody say, I'm stepping into a new day. I'm stepping into a new day. We are stepping into a brand new day. In this month of March, God is going to raise you up. I know God will raise me up. I know the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that Jehovah Amashiach is stepping you up. I say God is stepping you up. I say God is stepping your children up. I say God is stepping your destiny up. I say God is lifting you above. You are going to be above only and not beneath. The word of the Lord says so, and so shall it be. If you believe it, say amen. There's a turnaround. Those who are pursuing Isaac, they did not know they were moving him towards the prepared place that God has for him. God will move you to his prepared place for you. Have I come to preach to somebody today? Are you here? The one that I have come to speak to. I said there is a great turnaround for you. There is new favor coming your way. You are about to have new testimonies. Unending joy. Unending joy. Unending joy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why is the devil... The Bible said, the psalmist said, why does the heathen rage? Why do they rage? He says, God will laugh at them. And I pray for somebody. I lay hands on somebody. God will give you the last laugh. I say, God will give you the last laugh. God will give me the last laugh. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, Satan is not after you or me because of where we are now. He's trying to stop where God is taking us. He's trying to stop your potential. He's trying to stop where God is taking you. But touch your neighbor. Say neighbor. Come on, touch your neighbor. Say neighbor. You will become. You will become. You will get there. You will get there to where God is leading you. You will get there in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, the devil is so afraid of you. The devil is so afraid of your future. That's why he wants to stop you. But your future will manifest. I say your future will manifest. Your future will manifest. Hallelujah. If some of us can see what the devil sees about us, will change our minds about our future. Praise the Lord. You will stop relegating yourself. You will stop begging. You start acting on the word of God. Hallelujah. I say, whether the devil likes it or not, you will rise. Oh, whether the devil likes it or not, you will rise. To everyone under the sound of my voice, whether the devil likes it or not, you will rise. In Jesus' mighty name, your destiny will rise. In Jesus' name. What was Isaac's philosophy? What was Isaac's philosophy? It was a very simple philosophy. If you take this well, I will dig another. Take this well, I will dig another. Take this well, I will dig another. Hallelujah. Listen to me, church. You see, when Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors, his brothers were envious. And they thought that everything about Joseph was in that coat. So when they laid him, the first thing they took was his coat of many colors. Let me tell somebody today, they may take your coat, but they can't take your destiny. Oh, Lord. You can take my coat. You can't take my future. You can take the well, but you can't take my ability to dig another. You can take this from me, but you can't take my ability to find another. You might say you will take my glory, but no, you can only take what the glory provides, but you can't take the glory, because the glory is in me. It will provide another one, to the extent that they threw him in the pit. They thought his life was going to end in the pit. And now, oh, let's sell him. Let's sell him as if, well, we are selling his destiny. No, 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 no. You are not selling his destiny. Unbeknown to you, you are pushing him towards his destiny. I say, everything the enemy is doing against you will push you towards your destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been digging. You have been digging. And it seems there's no progress. We've been doing it, Pastor. We've been obeying the word of God. We've been praying. We've been studying. We've been sowing. We've been obeying. But since there's no progress, I want to tell you, you can't stop. You can't stop. You are closer to finding that water than when you started. Hallelujah. You are closer to your progress. You are closer to the manifestation of your expectations than when you started. And that's the reason why you cannot stop. Because if you stop, somebody else will continue digging from where you stop, and they will find water. I pray for somebody. Another man will not take your place. Another man will not take your place. Another man will not take the payment for your work. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Pastor, we've been sowing. I've been paying my tithes. The Lord says he will rebuke the devourer for my sake. I've been doing all. Listen to what the word of God says. Because I want to say to somebody, you can't stop sowing. You can't stop tithing. Your life depends on it. Your future depends on it. Generations of your children depend on it. I shared with us the other day, each time you are tithing, four generations in you is tithing. You are covering four generations. Except you don't love the generations ahead of you. Praise the Lord. Look at what the Bible says. In Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. Is somebody getting something? Hallelujah. Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. Those who sow in tears, shall reap in joy. There's something there that was not written that you didn't see, but it's there. Those who sow in tears and does not stop sowing in tears shall reap in joy. Let me tell you something, church. There may be other pastors that want to deceive their congregation about giving and giving. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them. I want you to prosper. I want you to come out of debt. I want the burden of the enemy to be lifted off your life. I want your children to live well. I want your future to be bright. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He says, he who continually goes forth. Do you see that now? He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless. Everybody say doubtless. The Lord says, without doubt. Say with me, it's a matter of time. Oh, come on, say with confidence, it's a matter of time. 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 He will continually go forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing. Another says, precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Your harvest is about to come out. I say your harvest is about to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus. It will come out from your job. It will come out in the life of your family. It will come out in the life of your spouse. It will come out in the life of your children. It will come out in your finances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, while I was preparing this message, I didn't know when I began to say to myself, I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I'm moving forward. I was the only one there. I was speaking to myself, I'm moving forward. Will you tell yourself I'm moving forward? I know that I'm moving forward. This month of March, I'm moving forward. This year, 2020, I'm moving forward. I can't go back anymore. I'm moving forward. I am moving forward. You know what the Bible says about Isaac? He said, and the man waxed great. And he went forward. He grew until he became very great. Now listen to me. The story behind the greatness of Isaac was that he worked hard. He never gave up in the face of opposition. Many people give up in the face of opposition. The moment there is a little challenge, our emotions is scattered, and then we give up. No, 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 there's no giving up. Satan is not going to take the glory of my existence. Hallelujah. Satan is not going to take the glory of your existence. In spite of opposition. Will there be opposition? Yes, there will be opposition. There are oppositions at your job. Pray them out. You don't need to fight them with words. Pray them out. Report them to your father. Report them to the Almighty God. Let him visit them at night. Let him visit them while they are driving to work. Before long, you will see it's either they don't come back or they come and meet you and become your friend. I have testimonies in that regard. Praise the Lord. But I don't have time to share it now. Amen. Isaac has this attitude of never say never. Never say never. He relied on his faith in Jehovah God. He relied on the faith that his father, his mother passed on to him. He passed the same to his own children. He relied on the faith of the I am that I am. He obeyed his voice. Can you imagine? The same place God told him to stay. God said, stay there. And yet opposition arose against him there. The devil brought every reason why he shouldn't stay there. But guess what? He stood there. Somebody say, I'm staying. Oh, you better say it right. Nobody's going to run me out of this city. Nobody's running me out of this city. I'm staying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's like when I came to Kansas City to stay, the hotel I stayed, I woke up in the morning, went to the reception to check out. The lady there, I spoke to her. Oh, I'm a pastor, came to start a church in Kansas City. She was like, why Kansas City? I'm leaving Kansas City. I wanted to tell her, I didn't come because of you. Say, I'm leaving, it's not good. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, oh Lord, why did you tell me to come? You know what the devil was trying to do? Was trying to scare me and say, you can't make it here. But I have an announcement for the devil. In this city, I'm going to make it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are going to make it. In Jesus' mighty name. Isaac knew that God was on his side. And he did not stop doing what others considered unimportant. They couldn't dig a dog. A dog. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaac set an example for you and I. An example for us to follow. I want you to write this down so you don't forget. The manifestations of opposition is not the absence of God. The manifestations of oppositions is not the absence of God. The manifestations of oppositions is not the absence of God. Hallelujah. We have no excuse. No excuse, brethren. We have no excuse. If we have to wax great, if we have to become great, if we have to leave a beneficial legacy for generations to come, ha ha ha. We must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We must obey the word of God. We must not listen to naysayers. We must not listen to negativities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, everyone experienced famine in that land. But Isaac was exempt. God is going to exempt you and I. God is going to exempt our family from the pandemic, from the epidemic, from the pestilence, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want us to read. I want us to stand. I want us to read Psalm 91 together. I want to read Psalm 91 together. I want to prophetically pronounce it. I want to declare it unto ourselves. Hallelujah. Don't keep your mouth shut here. Speak it. Let's read. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings I shall take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. I will trample underfoot, because I have set His love, my love, upon him. Therefore, He will deliver me. He will set me on high, because I have known His name. I will call upon Him and He will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me. With long life, He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. Oh, that your amen doesn't make. That is your covenant of protection. That is the edict of our covenant of protection. When I read it, how you heard me read it, that's the way I read it. Hallelujah. You have to learn to read the Bible like that and call it upon yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Sit down. As we are, I want us to pay attention to this. As we are learning, because some of us are learning now and striving to get out of debt. See, to build wealth, you have to get out of debt first. We must not ignore our covenant responsibilities in the kingdom. How smart are you when you come out of debt and you are indebted to God? That's not smart. You come out of debt that you are owing people, debt you are owing organizations, and now you are in debt with God. No, I can't be in debt with God. God supersedes any man. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil with the weight of death kill your covenant responsibility, because there will be nobody there to salvage you. There will be nobody there to help. We must have something in Christ that we can call upon and fall back on and say, Lord, remember. He said in His word, I will remember your seed sown. He will remember it. And you will not be forgotten. In closing, like I said to the workers this morning, and this is what the Lord said to me. I asked him, Lord, what are you saying? Before I finished my sentence of asking, I heard him say, I will not be late. I don't know what you have been waiting on the Lord for. God says he will not be late. God says he will come right on time, right on time, right on time, right on time, right on time. He will be right on time. God will be right on time. It will not be late. It doesn't come late. It comes right on time. Before shame shows up, shame will meet God there. Oh, somebody didn't hear me. I said before that shame shows up, that shame will meet God there. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm moving forward. I'm waxing great. My destiny will leave a legacy that my children will enjoy. And my children's children will enjoy. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Hallelujah.